Blog Talk Radio.
Anointing song. The door is open. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We give glory and honor to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, for a wonderful day this is, because it's the Lord's day that he has made. Let us continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. What a mighty God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Glory be unto the Most High God. We thank you for coming to join us on the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection, where the Spirit of the Lord is in operation and he is moving and proving himself. Thank God for all the blessings, the glory to God, that he has stored upon us in many things through the prayers and the and the move of God in those things, glory to God, as we come before the Lord praying and searching, seeking out his face and him being glorified in all that we say and do as we line ourselves up with his word. He is magnificent, phenomenal, just awesome. And even, glory to God, being in his presence, glory to God, on Sunday night with the powerful praise, prayers, and praise reports of the testimonies of the greatness of God. Excuse me. Had a little situation that happened just now. Glory be unto the Most High God. We thank the Lord again for those, glory to God, that's going to join us. It's just three of us right now, but it's still early, and we believe in God that he continued to minister and move. We're thanking him for, glory to God, for giving us the mind to want to continue to serve him after we accept him as our Lord, as our Savior, and receiving the Holy Spirit. Some people stop there, but we got to continue to build our relationship with him on a daily basis, spending time in prayer, spending time in seeking his face, spending time in walking in obedience to whatever his word is saying, his commandments saying unto us. And that's just not the Ten Commandments. That's the commandments of whatever he say on whatever day that he lead us by the Holy Spirit. And if we don't want to grieve him, we don't want to override him, we want to be in a place that we're submitted to him and committed to him. So we bless the Lord. I just want to thank you. Oh, my goodness, if I knew that song and how to sing it, I just want to thank you, Lord, I would sing that. But I do know the words to thank you, Lord, just the presence of the Lord, even in just rehearsing, glory to God, our thanksgiving. The Bible said, give thanks in all things. And he done told us, glory to God, that we are to worship him. And those that have breath, let us praise the Lord. And even praise him, glory to God, not only with our lips, but even the sounding cymbals and whatever else, glory to God. When we think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for us, it ought to stir up a fire in us to want to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ah, oh, God. My brother is on. So that's, I can't remember that song. I'm going to ask Minister Black, do you know that song, that when the storm is passing over? You know that song?
Brother Black. No, I don't.
Oh, you don't know? What's the other one I asked you about periodically that you sing?
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. I don't know. I can't remember.
Not a song. It's another one. Oh, God, it used to sing to us. Well, just give us a good praise song tonight. Bless the Lord.
Okay.
I don't know. He's just been dealing with me like last night and tonight. Another one. I had something I thought I was going to come to my spirit, but it didn't. So just give us a good fiery praise song. Amen.
My sins were higher than the mountain, and the Lord sanctified me. My sins were flowing like a river, and the Lord sanctified me. For it was glory, hallelujah, when the fire came, when the fire came, when the fire came. It was glory, hallelujah, when the fire came, and the Lord sanctified me. And the Lord sanctified me. My sins were higher than the mountain, and the Lord sanctified me. My sins were flowing like a river, and the Lord sanctified me. For it was glory, hallelujah, when the fire came, when the fire came, when the fire came. It was glory, hallelujah, when the fire came, and the Lord sanctified me. Oh, and the Lord sanctified me, and the Lord sanctified me. Oh, and the Lord sanctified me. Amen.
Thank God for the fire that sanctifies us and cleanses and burn off all that dross and everything that's not like God. Bringing that flesh, glory to God, in a place that it be crucified, that the Lord can be glorified. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. One more time. Let me glory to God. Mother Alexander, praise the Lord. Give us one of them fiery songs that God's been placing in your heart when you think of the goodness of Jesus. Go ahead, Mother.
Baby. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. I'm going to try to think of one. Okay. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Since I lay my burden down.
Yes.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down. No more burden, Lord. No more burden, Lord. For I lay that burden down. No more burden, Lord. No more burden, Lord. For I lay that burden down. I'm going on to see my Jesus. For I lay my burden down. I'm going on to see my Jesus. For I lay my burden down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Since I lay that burden down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down. That's all I remember, the lady taught me.
Praise the Lord. Praise
glory
the Lord.
To God.
Bless the Lord. Amen to the fire of the anointing. Tonight, when the fire of the anointing of the word that burns out everything that's not like God, when we let him through his anointing, and then when we let the burdens, glory to God, cast some cares and concerns on the Lord, hallelujah, there is nothing like it when we can turn back around and walk in our peace and walk in our joy, walk in the truth of just trusting God no matter what and just be able to rest in him. So there's nothing like, glory to God, being able to lay your burdens down. And even when the song says, friends don't treat me like they used to, well, since I laid my burdens down, we thank God that we can release these cares and concerns and stand on the word, hallelujah, and the promises of the Lord. Amen. Thank God for those that have joined us. And we're just going to give God praise. One more, just short one. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You saved my soul. You made me whole. You saved my soul. Oh, I just want to thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord. Hey, Sheba, hallelujah. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Glory to God. I need to get some water. Thank you, Lord. But Father, as we come before you tonight, we give you glory, praise, and honor. What a mighty God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. When we do think of the goodness of Jesus and all that you've done for us, help us to have the mindset to worship, to praise, to magnify, to give glory and honor to you, to be in appreciation, glory to God, the spirit of thanksgiving from all that you've done at Calvary before we even know who you really were. In the name of Jesus, God, you even died for the ungodly, for those that was, all of us that was in darkness, that's us. That you redeemed us back to the Father. Help us to appreciate that. And not only that, after that, you sent us a comforter, a teacher, a lead, a guide. One, glory to God, that will be alongside and be there for us, the paraclete. Hallelujah. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the power of forgiveness. Thank you. Hallelujah. Started with love. And that was through the Father. And through the Father, through the Son of his sacrifice. Now, God, you said in Romans, in your words, hallelujah, 12, as Paul said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world system, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind through your word, glory to God. Hallelujah, we thank you. Ah, oh, Lord, hallelujah. We bless you tonight, and we thank you even for the privilege of being able to come boldly to the throne of grace to be able to obtain mercy. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the renewed mercies every morning, for grace every day, every hour. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless you, Jesus. God, I do ask you to forgive us for every offense against your word. Help us, Lord, glory to God, to be vessels of honor, that we will walk in truth and walk in obedience. Hallelujah. Thank you for the armor that you sent us. Thank you, Lord God, that you said the weapons that you've given us are not carnal but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. You even told us, glory to God, to look to the hills which come at our help. Help us, glory to God, to recognize you said you never leave us nor forsake us. Get to a place that we will be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. that we will walk in the agape. We'll walk in, glory to God, forgiveness. We'll walk as people, glory to God, that people will know that we are your disciples by the love we have one for another, that we are not walking discord and confusion and chaos and get caught up, glory to God, and all the things that the world is offering, that we will be one to be separated, hallelujah, sanctified, holy, glory to God, righteous people in the name of Jesus, that you are the one that put us in right standing. But we got to be a people, glory to walk, glory to God, in a spirit of repentance and a spirit, glory to God, that submit ourselves and commit ourselves, hallelujah, to loyally to you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that we are walking the power and authority that you've given us to bind the hand of the enemy, to loosen from the society with all of this ridicule and all this murdering and killing and all this stuff of confusion and chaos and all this thing, glory to God, that the enemy brings to divide the body of Christ and the ones that he's turning around and destroying lives and blood is running in the streets like water. All with all this chaos and confusion where the enemy have all these many gods and all these idols and things that are glory to God that people are worshiping and idolizing in the name of Jesus. And so sad to say it's in the body of Christ and we're supposed to make a difference. We're supposed to be separated and sanctified in the name of Jesus, set apart in the name of Jesus. Holiness is a way of life. Hallelujah. Not a long dress and glory to God and a long glory to God and hats and all kinds of other things and dressing with only certain colors and their own open-toed shoes and other things, glory to God, you can't and can't do. Oh, it's about living a life holy and righteous unto the Lord in the name of Jesus and being modest in the name of Jesus with humility and following instructions. God, help us like never before. You called us out and set us apart to be, glory, disciples for Christ, to be vessels, glory to God, of your honor, that you can transmit your anointing through, that, glory to God, that we can be used these gifts and talents, glory to God, to draw men, glory to God, as we lift you up. Then you said you'll draw all men unto you. God, for to be able to stand, hallelujah, boldly and speak and decree what the word of God saying, not to be fearful and fretful of man in the name of Jesus, because you're the one that can kill the body and put it in the hell. Man can only just come up against the body. But God, help us, glory to God, to have such a love for you and a desire and a reverence for you, glory to God, that we'll desire to fulfill the will of the Lord in the name of Jesus, that we can use this power, glory to God, to bind and cast out demons and to speak life to others and not to be a partaker of another man's sin and call right, wrong, wrong, holiness and unholiness what it is. And we got to walk in it and be the partaker first in the name of Jesus. Help us, glory to God, in our shortcomings. Help us to be able to esteem others more highly than ourselves and glory to God, and not to be high-minded, not to be prideful, not to be full of, glory to God, things, glory to God, where the flesh is being up, glory to God, being appeased, and for glory to God, not exalting ourselves above what your word is saying. God, we are praying like never before. We use this power to bind up sickness and disease and come against cancer and kidney diseases, come against heart attacks and strokes and gout, glory to God, and arthritis and bursitis, all the Ike boys or whoever they are, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, we come against the spirit of the enemy to have problems, glory to God, even in the bloodstream, in the name of Jesus. Oh, things are going on with the eyes and the ears and the nose and the mouth and whatever. We are praying in the name of Jesus for God, you to heal and deliver. When we see people's bodies all distorted, all kinds of ways, and babies coming here, glory to God, with not having their limbs and missing, glory to God, organs and all kinds of other things that happen, we plead the blood of Jesus because we know that satanic is not of God. Some things can come that way because of attacks on a mother's body and whatever, some things that the parent have done, some things that come through the bloodline, glory to God, generational curses, other things that's just a stir, foul and unclean spirit of the devil that will come and attack these wounds. We plead the blood of Jesus. We come against sin, glory to God. Whatever that spirit that will come after the baby get here, then you want to kill it in the crib. The blood of Jesus, we bind that up. Incidents, accidents, all this other foolishness that the devil bring, glory out with mental illness and glory to God and all kind of disorders. Hallelujah. The things that we call bipolar and whatever it is they want to call our children, glory to God, when they have some kind of deficit that want going on, glory to God. As soon as they see them acting out this, that they want to put a label on them. We plead the blood of Jesus. We're praying that parents will speak up. There are some chemical imbalances that the devil has come against the bodies with, but there are some things, glory to God, just because they see a certain behavior, and it's not always those situations that are coming up. It's some things that need to be some discipline, need to be, glory to God, some things in checking in the name of Jesus. But every one of our children not going to be labeled just because the teacher or the principal or somebody's having a problem. Well, glory to God, with that child, it may be some other behavior problems. God, we plead the blood, not be some hurts or disappointments, maybe some things going on in the home. We plead the blood of Jesus even against this abuse, and not just those physical abuse and mental abuse, because husband and wives, glory to God, are mates, so a woman and man are some of the abuse that some of our children are going through. In the name of Jesus, we bind this spirit up and all these foul spirits and every satanic voice of the enemy that's coming in to bring destruction in the name of Jesus. We come against even the spirit of manipulation. It's like, glory to God, witchcraft, want to control. Sometimes it's coming in the home. Sometimes it's coming in marriage. And sometimes it's coming from the pulpit. Oh, the blood of Jesus. That is not God's will. In the name of Jesus, help us to check ourselves while we're preaching and teaching and ministering and moving. Oh, we're going to have to check and examine ourselves. What is in us that is not of God? And sometimes that spirit is there. In the name of Jesus, even glory to God, pride and high-mindedness. You said humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. He'll do the exalting. But sometimes, glory to God, people are disobedient and rebellious. He got to do the humbling. And when he does the humbling, chastisement is coming with it. Oh, glory to God, you're going to suffer some things in the midst because we didn't do it on our own. God, we are praying that we'll come to a place that a sleeping giant wake up and recognize the time that we're in and stop falling away because of greed and money and high-mindedness and pride and prestige and all these other foolish things that the enemy will trick people and cause them to deviate off the path of God. And some, glory to God, have the love and the fear of God, hallelujah, and have lost it. Some, glory, I never had it. Whichever way it goes, glory, we're praying for an awakening. We're praying for deliverance. We're praying for healing. We're praying for repentance. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray for our youth. Oh, God, we know the enemy had a satanic attack on all of us, but there is a hit that's obvious out on our youth. God, we are praying against those foul spirits of the enemy that have them brainwashed and have them so caught up in, glory to God, the internet, so caught up in the chat room, so caught up, glory to God, and trying to appease themselves. Other ones are following, glory to God, the wrong type of leadership in the name of this gangbanging. Other ones, glory to God, caught up in him, shim, him, I don't know what I am. Glory to God, I'm a female today, I'm a male tomorrow, I'm all of them. I just want sex. I just want company. I just want somebody just to appreciate me. I just want somebody to touch me. I just want somebody to give me some. Whatever it is, devil, you're a liar, the blood of Jesus, all this contrary stuff. And we don't have as many examples of, glory to God, of leadership that ought to be in the body of Christ. We're praying, glory to God, some of them have done turned their backside, even in the pulpit. The devil is a liar, the blood of Jesus. I don't care how much man try to make it look like and put it on the television, all in your face every day when you walk outside. Hallelujah, to make it look, this is the norm. Two dads, two moms, two dads. Whatever it is, the blood of Jesus, raising children up with some people, glory to God, heterosexuals and trying to raise up a family or with desire to have children, glory to God, the homosexuals can have a child just like that. Just put them in the house. Oh, glory to God, and that's it. Just influence them, whatever. And then the other parents that are male and a female that God say is to raise them, they got to fight and fight and fight and fight. Glory to God, something is wrong out here. And we know, glory to God, there's some satanic forces at work. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we got to pray like never before and be an awakening. And we can't look at it mean by us for and no more. We got to look at it, glory to God, across the whole globe, all around the globe. God is calling for us, glory to God, my people. We talked about, oh, 2 Chronicles all the time, 7:14. Oh, my people which are called by my name. Well, some of us preaching and teaching and lying at the same time. Oh, the blood of Jesus. God, I pray, hallelujah, that we will be sincere, be truthful, and we'll walk in truth, glory to God, and truly be those examples and be a light, glory to God, in the midst of this dark world. Thank God, glory to God, for the power of prayer. But if we just can't pray, we got to live a life that's holy and righteous too. We got to walk in obedience because the letter can kill it, but the spirit make it alive. So help us, God, like never before, to be sincere about the things of God. Help us, glory to God, to continue to stand on the word. As we hear all those powerful testimonies last night, glory to God, and even in time past, all the power of God that brought us through so many things. And sometimes it don't feel good, hallelujah, going through the pain, the agony, and all the turmoil and some of the things the enemy has come. But glory out of the end, hallelujah, we win, but we get glory. God get glory out of us waiting on the Lord. And even sometimes when we stumble a little bit, repenting, but still seeing the outcome and the power of prayer when we lift each other up and walk together and pray together and stand on the word together. Oh, we hear great and mighty, marvelous and wonderful things of what the Lord has done. Oh, God, and what he's doing and still doing. Oh, we want to see more miraculous miracles happening in the land. We got to be more and more in tune with God and walking in truth and walking in obedience and submitting to God and forgiving, hallelujah, and walking in love and not the lip service kind of love and not because what you can do for me. In the name of Jesus, you told us even to love our enemies and glory to God, love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And when they've just spitefully use us, we're to bless and curse not, we're to pray. Hallelujah. You said, go out in James, our bitter and sweet water don't come out the same fountain. How are we going to curse 1 minute, glory to God, our brothers and sisters, and then we're going to turn back around and bless another? The devil is a liar. We've never seen God before. Hallelujah. We believe he is God. Hallelujah. And he is the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. He is our Savior and deliverer. But you're looking at your brother and sister every day, and something is always wrong. Glory to God. Saying things and doing things and can't speak over to God and hallelujah, just doing despiteful things, glory, our busybody, sowing discourse. That is not, hallelujah, supposed to be a name among the saints. Ah, God, you told us to think it not strange of the fiery darts and the things that come against you. You told us to put on that whole armor of God, to keep it on every day. And sometimes when we go through battle, we got to do like those soldiers in the natural, glory to God. We got to go back and clean up our weapons and hallelujah, we got to be dressed. We got to check ourselves. Ah, God, help us to keep casting these cares and concerns and help us to stand strong and help us to know it is imperative for us to pray one for another, lift each other up. Ah, glory, a strong bed, the infirmities of the weak, and glory to God for us, hallelujah, to be a people, glory, that will pray without ceasing. There are going to be times we may stumble or fall because of the pain and agony and being bombarded with things, but we can't stay there. We got to keep looking up to the hills with coming to help, and we got to be aware that when God is speaking to our heart to pray for somebody, stop and pray. Don't finish. I got to finish the dishes. I got to go take the children to the soccer game. I got to go to a meeting. I got to be at church. I got to, and we are missing, passing the church, going to church. God, we're praying like never before. It's too much going on, hallelujah, for us to be sleeping and rocking and reeling and glory to God. And what if, and I don't feel like it. Oh, you said the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. God, if we yield ourselves more to you and seek your face, hallelujah, in the kingdom of God and his righteousness, oh, we'll be a force to be reckoned with as we stand together in truth. Hallelujah, individually and collectively, the power of the anointing, hallelujah, we can be used greatly and we can see more healings and deliverance and awakening, glory to God, and people saved and delivered. Oh, God, we know these things you said is going to come in the last days, but you are telling us in these last days we'll still be about the Father's will. There's not no time to fall back and fall asleep or glory to God, deviate off the path and think we're going to make it back in time. 10 virgins, 5 wise, 5 foolish. Well, 5 of them was already with their back up with the wall when the glory to God, hallelujah, when the door was open, it's time to go in. Hallelujah, glory to God. But when, glory to God, the other ones weren't prepared. Don't let us get caught up, glory to God. Hallelujah, not prepared in the name of Jesus. You don't want us, we don't want to, glory, for you to come like a thief in the night because we wasn't in our place and in our position. We got to be on our post. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. God, we need you like never before. There's still shortcomings in us, and there will be some until you come back, but we ought to not be repeat offenders over the same thing or falling back in the same way. God, help us like never before so more testimonies can be of the glory of God, the magnificent work of God, and we'll be partakers of it and be used for his kingdom. Hallelujah, because we'll be some of the ones that he's using, the vessels, glory to God, to bring it to pass. Hallelujah, I bless the Lord. Bless these, glory to God, these your people. Glory to God, these prayer warriors that are so faithful that come on. God is faithful, glory, in their praying, faithful in their standing. We all have some where we're short, but we're striving for more you and denying this flesh so the glory of God can be manifest. Thank you for the anointing. Anointing fall on us. Anointing fall on us. Let the power of the Holy Spirit fall on us in the name of Jesus. giving thanks, giving glory and praise to you. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing and saving and delivering in our families. In the name of Jesus, some that still need to be saved. For our neighbors, for our enemies, in the name of Jesus. For the elderly, glory to God, are striving, glory to God, that are saving. God bless it. Even for those that are not blessed, move on their behalf. God, we thank you, Lord God, for even blessing Teresa. God, touching her body and healing and delivering. Even though the enemy come up against our body today, with even with glory to God doing that, that glory to God, the dialysis that they're saying, and we believe in God, is just temporal. But glory to God, that abuse and attack, it came against her arm and tried to clog it up, the blood of Jesus. And even though she had to get one, as her mother said, glory, put in her, she also said herself in her neck. Well, we are thanking you, Lord, for the divine touch and healing that the enemy is not going to continue to attack, because that God, that the God that we serve does not lie. When he does a thing and his word go out, it will accomplish everything that he set it out to do. It will not go out void. And he is not a God that he shall lie. His hand is not too short that he can't deliver. I thank you for encouragement. I thank you for the power of prayer through a mother, a family, the prayer warriors. We are thanking you. And even the trip she got to go for her appointment, glory to God, in the morning in Greenville, 3-hour ride. But God, we're believing on the other side of that. God, we are believing, glory to God, you're going to continue to manifest in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing so many of them that we've been praying for. Thank you, Lord God, for the young man, for Quan, glory to God, with that pneumonia and that blood clot to relieve him. God, that we're going to hear a report about that. Thank you for the hearing a report through Carmelita about the young lady, glory, friend of Monty, that, glory to God, that the stroke, glory to God, down, she don't have no problems, glory, with mobility. Won't even have, glory, our therapy from what Carmelita has said, the mom said. So we're just thanking you for the power of prayer. God, you're an awesome, phenomenal God. Thank you for touching all of our bodies, touching our families, and touching situations while we stand in the gap for others. Oh, God, I know I got to bring it in because others got to pray. Hallelujah. I didn't do my testimony last night, but I'm doing it in prayer, standing in the word, standing on the word for other people as we stand it. Oh, we can do that in whatever time because he is so awesome. I appreciate the ones that already gone for us. God, we pray for Mother Freeman, Mother Camp, my auntie Elise, glory to God, for Mother Cadiz. Oh, God, for these women all up in their 90s and almost at 100, and glory to God, and touching their bodies and encouraging them and strengthening them. Oh, God, we bless you. Still, glory, I have a word of encouragement even in the midst of their situations. God, we are praying so many others out there. We bless you, and we thank you tonight, and we honor you, glory to God. Thank you for touching Pastor Bird's body, too, as well. We believe in God that for that miracle, glory to God, that sleep, glory to God, she's going to be able to rest and hear God and continue to move and use, be used for God in a great way. God, the word that the enemy tried to keep her from having for last, we're thanking that it will be spoken even tonight in the name of Jesus when he tried to block her lines, glory to God, to keep it from coming out. But God, you got an appointed time for everything. So we bless you and we honor you, and we don't give no place to the enemy. We know he's there. We don't deny that he's out there, but his power does not exert the God's power. In the name of Jesus, and that's who we put our trust in. We walk in faith and not fear, because you've not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. In the name of Jesus, glory be unto the Most High God. We bind Satan up and all his cohorts, every setup, trap, plot, plan, and scheme. We rebuke, bind, and loosen from his assignment now in the name of Jesus. And we bless the Lord, hallelujah, for his great and mighty acts. We speak life, health, and wholeness. Glory to God, we rebuke Satan and all his little cohorts and send him back to the dry places from whence he came. And we speak, glory to God, life, health, wholeness, peace, joy, strength, and courage. Glory to God, to continue to stand and do what God called us, even obedience to his word. God, spiritual blessings, financial blessings, debt cancellation, and just a love and a desire for his will to be done in us. In the name of Jesus, cover us all under the blood. Loose, glory to God, your joy, your peace in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. There's always going to be so much to pray for. But in the meantime, we bless the Lord. Amen. Glory be unto the Lord. Praise God. It's Pastor Bird. I'm not sure if I opened the right line. My system trying to. Glory to God. Pastor Bird. Evidently, I said it's trying to. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to have to set this thing back where it's trying to. Okay. Bless the name of Jesus. The system is up. It's just the fact that the screen is not showing everything, so I can be able to see whose line is what.
Hallelujah.
That is you. Amen. Praise the
That's
Lord.
That's me.
Go ahead, Doug.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will and shall rejoice and be glad in it. Last night, as everybody was giving their testimonies, God gave me a word for the body. And in doing that, I tell you, about 10 applications came up on my phone to block me from the telephone. But we all know that that was demonic. And I wanted to say to everybody that was speaking last night, and that the greatest lie that the devil has presented to the body of Christ is that the very things that we were talking about last night does not happen. Because, you know, in Hosea it says that that we perish from the lack of knowledge, or we are destroyed because of the lack of knowledge. And I'm just going to share a little bit so you understand where I'm coming from, because everybody was talking about supernatural occurrences and things that happen. And we will say that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and spirits in high places and all that stuff. But do we believe it? Pastor BJ know a little bit of my story, and I'm not going to even go into it. But something happened to me from the occult, and I went to the church because I heard my pastor talk about supernatural stuff and how Jesus delivered people from demons and all of that stuff. But when I went to the church, I realized it was something that they preached, but nobody really believed it. And they thought I was crazy. They thought I was into stuff that I wasn't. So I had a very hard time, and eventually I had to leave the church because I could not find anybody to help me when I went to them about the situation that was happening. So we shouldn't take it for granted, but I'm just saying the body of Christ needs to hear that this is a supernatural thing that we come against. Satan is real. Demons are real. Evil spirits are real. And people can get into devil worshiping and all kinds of stuff, and they can attack you. But the church should be that place of refuge. The church should be a place that you can go and talk. And I experienced that with the church that I went to. You know, the pastor used to get up and say that he eat demons for breakfast and all of that stuff. But when he was confronted with the real deal, he ran. So I was just so happy to hear everybody with their testimonies last night, because it gave us that assurance that, y'all, we're in a war, and we're in a war against powers in high places. But in the midst of that, God used me and another lady to have a deliverance ministry. And we went into some places and we did some things. So I was just elated to hear that last night, to know that we got real warriors, that we got people who have experienced some things, and to know that God is real. Because we got to know that the gifts of the Spirit are all supernatural. That is why they are not possible by human means. Everything that we talked about last night had to be done by the Spirit of God. It was nothing that we could handle in the natural. So I just want to say that to this group of people, that in these last days, it's going to be things happening that going to be presented to the church, to the true believers, for the warriors. And we're going to be rising up, y'all, against some supernatural stuff that's occurring in this atmosphere. And we're going to have to know God. We're going to have to be connected to God and his word. And above all, we can't be afraid. Because I saw people afraid. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know what to expect. It was just they preached and teached on it, but they didn't believe it. So I just want to say to you that God's going to use you in some, everything that you walk through, let me say that first, everything that you walk through has strengthened you, and it's to benefit you. You know, in First Peter, he talks about the affliction that comes upon us. God allow those things to happen so it builds us up. It builds character in us. It builds our dependency on God in us, and it makes us who God called us to be for whatever ministry that God is placing you in. God has to equip us. And the way you learn, because I know that Willette has been, Sister Willette was in the military. And I know she had to go through some training to get strong and for endurance for the job that she had to do. That's the same way it is in our Christian life. The things that you go through is because of the ministry that God has called you to. So think that not strange. And we never know who God will call us to help, because I'm telling you, the church needs help in that area of spiritual warfare. So I just wanted to pass that on tonight, because God gave me that even as everybody was speaking and telling of their experience, that God is real. But Father, we praise you tonight, and we give you honor, we give you glory, we give you thanks. And God, we thank you for every situation in our lives that happened, Father God. It molded us and made us who we are, Father. Because everybody has to take different paths in life. And I know some of the things that I encountered, God, and some of the things that I went through, I never would have chose those things, God. There were times when I thought I wasn't going to make it out alive. There was times, God, when I thought you were distant. I didn't even know you were there. But in the midst of all of that, you kept me. You built me up and you used me, God, to set the captive free. You used me, God, so when people came and told me stuff, I wasn't surprised. I didn't turn around and run. God, I prayed without ceasing. I stood in the gap. And even in the midst of that, God, I took some punches. I took some hits. But, God, I know it's all for your glory. Because, God, we know that all good and perfect gifts come from you, the gifts of wisdom and knowledge and tongues and interpretations of tongues, and all of those things are gift from you, but it's for the edifying, the building up of the body of Christ. So, Father God, I pray tonight for whatever situation we find ourselves in, God, that we know we are able to make it through, because you brought us to it not to break us down, not to bring in confusion, God, but to bring us in a place of power and authority, because you've given it to your body and you've given it to your church. And God, we know that we're living in the last days. Oh, God, you already told us what was going to happen in the last days. And the devil, God, has increased in his attack, not only of the unsaved, but on the people of God. And they're doing everything they big enough and bad to do. But God, you're building an army, that army that will come forth praying without ceasing. and most of all, knowing who they are in you. And God, sometimes there are cavities of war, always cavities of war. And God, sometimes we get in the midst and we get hit. But God, we got to know that we win in the end. So I am praying for the strength of the body tonight, for the body of Christ. I am praying that wisdom will increase, knowledge will increase. And I'm even praying, Father God, that somebody heard the testimonies that was going forth last night. Because there are people, God, that's suffering in silence because they don't know who to talk to. They don't know whether people will believe what they're saying or not. God, people look at them like they're scary. But I pray that somebody, Father God, heard those testimonies and that they would know that you came to set the captive free. God, that you came so that we, God, could walk in that authority that you've given us, so that we, God, not having that key that will just open a prison door in the natural, but that spiritual key, God, because people are in prison in their mind and in their throats, Father God, and they're suffering in silence because they're afraid of being judged. So, God, I pray for knowledge to increase in the body of Christ so that we can help one another, pray with one another, and not having the devil having us to fly, but having putting him to fleet in the name of Jesus. Father, I love you because you first loved me. I love the people of God. God, I pray in Jesus' name that we will love each other enough, Father God, to tell each other the truth, that we'll be able to trust each other with a trust that surpasses all understanding and not just to stand in judgment, Father God. That's your job. Hallelujah, because we don't know why people are where they are or what make people act the way they act or what make people say what they say. So, God, I'm asking in the name of Jesus for the body of Christ to be strengthened and walk in the power and authority that you've given us. I pray, God, for the sinners tonight. I pray for those, God, hallelujah, that you've already claimed, that you already know are yours, but they're struggling, God. I pray for somebody somewhere to be in their path, Father God, that they can just speak a word and that their lives will be changed, God, just like that. You're able to do it just like in a winking of the eye. And I pray, Father God, for their strength, for those that's going through some stuff now, for those strongholds that have taken over their lives, and most of all that have clouded their mind, because that's what a battle is, God, is in the mind of your people. And I pray in Jesus' name, God, that they will have the mind of Christ. They will hold your feelings and purposes in their own heart. I am praying, God, again for a spiritual revival throughout this world, Father God, because we all need a Savior. We all need Jesus Christ. We all need you, Father God. So I'm praying for an awakening because, God, we are asleep. And how can we awake the world when the church is asleep, God? Wake us up. Shake us up. Bring us into that place, God, where we know that you are God and above you there are none other. I am praying, Father God, for those that are confused even about who they are now, that spirit of illusion that the devil has set forth, that we be able to come against that spirit and tear it down in the name of Jesus so that the mind of the people, God, hallelujah, will be open and that they will not be destroyed because of lack of knowledge in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we love you tonight. We praise you. We give you honor and glory. And we are thanking you, God, for what you're doing even behind the scene right now in Jesus' name. I know that it looked bad. Hashata, hokoko, ilaba hose. I know it looked bad with the natural eye. But I pray in Jesus' name that we will walk in the Spirit more and more, that we can see really what's behind the scene, God, in Jesus' name, to what you're doing and what you're keeping from happening. Those things that we talked about last night, you were in the midst. Even though we saw what we saw and heard what we heard, you were in the midst of that thing, and you turned things around. That's the kind of God we serve. So I pray for your people, and I pray, God, your strength, even for this administration, God. I am praying, hallelujah, that the breath of God will breathe into this government, Father God, life and not death, and that the people will come alive spiritually, dear God, and make decisions that will make sense in the name of Jesus. God, we love you. We praise you. We honor and we give you glory. I pray for each individual on this line tonight, God. I pray that they walk in the path that you set before them before the foundation of the world. I pray, God, for long life for them. I pray that they will proclaim this gospel of Jesus Christ and him being crucified. I pray for their health, God. I come against every disease, God, that named here in the earth, God, that they be healed of every affliction and ailment, God, that ails them in the name of Jesus. For your words say that you are a healer. Not only that, your words say that we are already healed. So I pray that they walk in good health and they prosper even as their soul prosper. And I pray for their seed and their seed all the way down to the thousand generations, God, in Jesus' name. So, God, we yield to you tonight. We give our members over to you so that you can use us. Use anything, God, you can use us. So we give you praise. We give you honor. And we do thank you, God, for what you've already done, how you showed yourself big for Teresa, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that kidney. That kidney got to get in line with your word, that decree and declare she's already healed, as I come in agreement with everybody, God, that I know is praying in Jesus' name. But, God, we want to thank you for making that kidney available, God. We want to thank you for interceding on her behalf. We want to thank you for hearing the prayers of the righteous. We want to thank you, Father God, that you will never leave nor forsake us. And God, we know that there are others on the phone, and I know that they got prayers out to you. And whatever they are, we come in agreement. And we love you, we thank you, and we praise you. And it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. And I don't, is Brother Black on the phone?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know what happened to my book, but I didn't get it.
Oh, I'm going to send you one right away then.
Right, because I was hearing last night and I said, wow, I need to read that. So I didn't get my book, but don't be looking for it.
We'll make sure you got the right address too. Amen.
All righty. God bless you. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
At this time, there will be, thank God for the prophet and the word. We're going to have Minister Black, then Mother Alexander, then we'll have Minister Johnny May, and then Mother Willette. We'll take it as those, glory to God, in that order. Amen. God bless.
Amen. I touch and agree with all the prayers. I'm just happy to be on this prayer line one more time. Thank God just to be alive. Amen. Such a time like this, we can you be used unto his glory, for his glory. Amen. All the gifts and the things that he purposed in us for his good pleasure. We thank you, Lord. Lord, that you saw fit to even use us, God, to bring us out of darkness into the marvelous light. And at the end of the day, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Why
Should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely, lonely, and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me.
God, I just thank you, God. Hallelujah, Lord, just remembering all the things you've done in my life and our lives and how we can look and reflect and look things over, amen, and know that you were there. You were a forever present help in the time of need. You never left us. You never forsake us. You'll be with us till the end of age, God, and we just thank you, God. We bless your name. You're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. You said it. It is it. And that settles it. And we thank you for that. We lean on your word. We roll on your word. We trust you, God. Hallelujah, God. Even all the more when it was all of me and none of you, to some of me and some of you, to the point it gets to be all of you and none of me, God. Have your way in our lives. You are so worthy. You're the only one that's worthy in all the heavens and on all the earth, even beneath the earth. There's nobody like you. God, we thank you, God. You pick us up when we're down. You bring us out when we're in trouble. You make a way out of no way. You're the bridge over troubled waters. You will even put water in the desert just for us. Oh, God, we just thank you, God. We lift up our children now, God. Our babies, we lift up the youth right now in the name of Jesus. The things that they're going through in the schools and on the street, the shooting and the violence all over the land, not just U.S., but all over the world, the killings, the being killed, the rape and the incest and the mutilations, God, the mental health is all demonic in the name of Jesus. And Father God, our babies, Lord, they're giving them puberty blockers and showing them the LGBTQAI+ fashion shows, God, and the school books are not history books anymore, but they're sexually oriented books, God, and our children can't even learn, can't even grow in English and in spelling and in social studies and science, biology and math anymore, God. Hallelujah. God, but you said in your word what the enemy meant for bad, and for bad, you have turned it around for their good and your glory. Hallelujah. We thank you. You said, touch not mine anointed and do my prophet no harm. I thank you. You said in your word that it is better that one would tie a millstone around their neck and be cast into the bottom of the sea for anyone to hurt, harm, or endanger one of your little ones. God, this is what's happening right now. But you also said, you will repay. Revenge, vengeance is yours, says the Lord. You will repay. We thank you, Lord, that it may seem that it seemed that it looked this way. But you have a plan, and your plan don't fail. God, Lord, we just pray, Lord, send ministers, guys, by, send people by, Lord, that will protect our youth and our babies, God, even in the schools. Hallelujah. Send ones who has a love for you, God. Hallelujah. The lovers, you're the lover of their soul, and they love you with all their heart, mind, strength. God, and put them up, build them up to be teachers, God, and police officers, Lord. Lord, chaperones and governors, God, assistants to the state attorneys, God, and judges, God. We need a complete replacement, God, and let them be filled with the Holy Ghost from nation to nation. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for feeding the hungry, God, in advance. Thank you for housing the homeless in advance, God. We thank you, God, for watching the widows, God, watching over them. Hallelujah. Open up the floodgates, God. Pour out your blessing in every situation among all men that loves you, even the ones that don't. You say, the sun, you shine on the just as well as the unjust. You're no respecter of person. Bless them. Let them experience your love. Holy Ghost, draw them to the cross. We lift them up. We stand in the gap. Even our president, God, our vice president, the Senate, the cabinets, God, the Republican House, God, our judicial branch, our legislative branch, the lawmakers, the judges, God. Lord, what needs to be corrected and what has to be corrected, we ask that you perfect that very thing that needs to be perfected and corrected, God. You reign supreme. And we thank you for that. Because nobody's going to take your glory. You reign supreme. We bless Israel right now, God. We wish them well. God health. God wealth. We speak God's prosperity, even as is in every area of their life, even as their soul prospers. Hallelujah. We speak an abundant life to Israel and U.S. and all the body of believers all around the land, all around the world, God. Oh, hallelujah, God, that we can hearken diligently to your word even more, that we'll begin to meditate on the book, this book of the law, and not let it depart out of our mouth. We'll meditate on it day and night, get into prayer more, sacrifice more. Think about your goodness more. Speak your word more. Hallelujah. Delight ourselves in you more, not just so you can give us the desires of our heart, because our heart's desire is you and you alone. That's the first and foremost desire, to dwell in your secret place, to ever be present with you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for watching over our families and loved ones, wherever they might be, wherever they're going on a daily basis, school, work, shopping, laundromat, wherever they may be going, God, to witness. Thank you, Lord, that the doors of the church are still open for the unsaved and the church building, that we can come together as one and forsake not ourselves, assembling ourselves in such manner people do. The more people come corporately, the greater your anointing is, the greater your fire becomes. We thank you, God. Lord, bless the incarcerated, the homeless, God. Lord, the ones that are hungry, the ones that just don't know where to go, what to do, don't have a place, don't have any clothing but the clothes on the back. The ones that's been burnt out because of fires, because of hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, God. All these going on all around the world. But I heard you say, is there anything too hard for God? No, there's nothing too hard for you. So, God, we celebrate this day knowing that you have already worked all things out for your glory, God, because you're good. And you can do this. We celebrate that because we serve a God above all gods, no comparison. You're the King of Kings and you're the Lord of Lords. Thank you for watching over our matriarchs and our patriarchs, God. Keeping them, Lord, warm, fed, God. Rejoicing in your word, God. Hallelujah. The widows rejoicing in your word, God, thinking about you with a smile on their face, God. Thank you for the married couples, God. Thank you for the military and armed forces, God. Thank you for the ones who had operations, Lord, and being healed now. Hallelujah. The prayers that went up, you heard and answered every single one of them. We thank you for answering our prayers. Oh, God, because you're an answering, a prayer-answering God. We thank you for the ones on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. We thank you for the ones that just listen in every week, God. We all love you, Lord, because you first loved us. You died on the cross, yet while we were sinners, you died for us. And then you made us your righteousness as you took our sins away. When we accepted you as Lord and Savior, we thank you, God. We can sit here and thank you every day, all day, for the rest of our lives because you've done that much. We thank you for your angel protection, God. We thank you that we can have a peaceful sleep at night. With a peace of mind. You give us a sweet rest, you said. You give your beloved a sweet rest. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, we shall speak the word over it. It is written. Those are demonic spirits. And we're not going to listen to your folly, to your mess, but we're going to speak the word and say it is written because that settles everything. Those are blood covenant words, and it's only for the body of Christ. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. For this is our heritage, and our righteousness is of God, says the Lord. We thank you that you are God and that we are not. We fail, but you never fail. You never lost a battle either. Great and mighty in battle. And every time you won a battle, the king that lost got his robe clipped and sold unto the winning king's robe, and it becomes a train after a while, because all the battles and all the clipped robes, you clipped and tied it onto the back of your robe. Your train fills the temple. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your presence. We don't take it for granted, God. You're just awesome in all your ways. You're perfect. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Mother Alexandra's not on? Let me check the system again. Praise the Lord. Well, Mother Willette, are you available?
I'm here.
See what's going on with the system, Mother Black? So
can you hear me, Mr. BJ? Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I couldn't hear Mother Alexander, but I can hear you. You go ahead on, and then I'll check the system to find out why she didn't connect. Okay. So
you want me to pray now?
You go ahead on and pray, and then I'll put her on after you, and then Elder Johnny May, because I don't know what happened, why hers didn't come open. Go ahead.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Heavenly Father, we come before your presence, Lord God, and we thank you right now. We bless you. We praise you. We worship you, Heavenly Father, because you are good, and your mercy endureth forever. Thank you for being our Father, God, which art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Father God, in that name that's above every name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for, hallelujah, speaking to us through your prophetess, Lord God, and Lord God, your prophets, praise God, hallelujah, your apostles. God, we just honor you this evening. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you for every testimony. And yes, you are real. You are God. And beside thee, there is none like you. We honor you this evening. We appreciate you. We thank you for everything that you're doing for us, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, as the songwriter says, that all of my life you have been faithful. All of my life you have been so, so good. And with every breath that I'm able, I'll sing of the goodness of God. So I appreciate you. I thank you for the prayers that have already gone forward. And we thank you that when we pray, God, you've always taught us in your word that men ought always pray. And then in 1 Thessalonians 5th chapter, you said pray without ceasing. Pray always. Glory be to God. And God, that's communicating. That's getting at your feet, getting in the presence of God. And thank you that you're waiting for us to hear from us, Father. And you're waiting, hallelujah, to meet our needs according to your riches and glory. We thank you that you give us the faith that it takes to trust you, Lord God, to depend on you, to rely and lean not into our own understanding, but in all our, Lord God, acknowledge you and you direct our path. Father God, in that name that's above every name, in Jesus' name, we just honor you. We thank you, Jesus, that you're yet at the right hand of Father God, making intercession for us. And we ask you for your Holy Spirit to govern us and help us to pray, because sometimes we know not what we ought to pray about, but we thank you that you order our steps according to your divine word. I thank you for the reading of Psalms, praise God, where you said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. I thank you for the power of your word, for trusting your word. Hallelujah, Lord God. And I thank you for the reading that I was reading that says that your word is our strength, our shield, and a sharp weapon against the enemy. Glory be to God. That sounds like, Lord God, if we get the word and the Holy Ghost remind us of what word we need when we're facing opposition, we can stand on your word and proclaim your word and see the supernatural, hallelujah, deal with the forces that we don't see, but we know that they're there. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, you said in your word that the word says the heavens suffer violence. Since the days of John the Baptist, I believe, the heavens suffer violence and the violent take it by force. And as born-again believers of the body of Christ, as we know who we are and the authority that you have given us in earth, glory be to God. You didn't give us authority so we can walk around and just not do anything with it, but you want us to take advantage of that authority so that we can intercede for people so that they can live and not die. Glory be to God. Thank you that Jesus said, I came that you might have life, and that life to the full, hallelujah. And somebody thinking it's just when they get to heaven. No, you want to have the fullness of life on this side. How do I know that? Because you said when the children obey their parents, it's with a promise that they may live long. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. Thank you for the power of your word. Hallelujah. Thy word, hallelujah, a lamp to my feet and a light to my path, glory be to God. And I hide your word in my heart that I sin not against thee. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Your word, hallelujah, as I was reading it said, your word is the very definition of truth, for it is truth, hallelujah. And because I am my, and you said, Father, because you and your word are one, glory be to God, just as Jesus and you are one. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus was in the beginning with God. Hallelujah. He is the Word. So let's, hallelujah, lean and depend for the Word. I thank you, Lord God. It is our strength. It is our shield. It is a sharp, whether it was a weapon, praise God, of all warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. And we take captive those thoughts and imaginations that's not of you, Father, and cast them down to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Glory be to God. Your word, Lord God, help us to get the word down on the inside. Help us to lean and trust that you're going to work things out for our good. And yes, you do. Yes, you do. We just need to trust you. We just need to, praise God, get in a place where we have surrendered. Hallelujah. Raise our hands, just like if you, somebody says, stick them up, and your right hands go up. Nope, the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, I surrender. I surrender all. Hallelujah. There's a song that says that. Father, I just want to pray a special prayer this evening. I thank you for my brother and sisters in Christ, Lord God. I thank you for the body of Christ. I lift up people of God everywhere. I lift up our families. Lord God, I put in remembrance those, Lord God, some have not yet gotten to where they ought to be at in Christ, and I pray for those that are not, hallelujah, solely surrendered to you. I ask you, Lord God, to put somebody in that path, a servant, that they may speak a word of hope in their life and let them know that you're still concerned. I lift up Deborah. No, Dolores, Lord God, from the pool, Lord God. She's been speaking some things like she's just ready to go see Jesus. But, God, you've got a time for us to go, and I pray that the enemy does not try to cheat her and get her to leave this world sooner than she's supposed to. There's a time and a season and a purpose for everything under the sun, but ain't no sense in rushing anything. We thank you, Lord God, that our life belongs to you. Thank you for the power of your word. I love you this evening. I thank you for what you're doing, Lord God, in my life. I pray for our families everywhere in Jesus' name. I pray a special prayer this evening for those that are paraplegics, Lord God, those that cannot do for themselves except someone come and help them along the way. I pray for our children, Lord God, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren. I pray, Lord God, for our loved ones everywhere. I pray for our friends, our neighbors. Pray for those in positions of authority, those, Lord God, hallelujah, that are counselors. Let them be wise. Let them hear wisdom from you and give counsel, Lord God, to those who, especially our legislators, lawmakers, Lord God, those in leadership, Lord God, our president, vice president, those in the Senate and Congress, and Lord God, governmental fields, and those in the police force and the judges that make decisions. Father, in the name of Jesus, we need your help. We thank you, Lord God. So many are traveling during this season, and we're praying for your angels to be in camp about us all and go with us, Lord God. Give us those traveling mercies, and we thank you that there's nothing too small for you, and you're concerned. You're listening to everything that we say because you want to meet our needs, because you are our Father God, which art in heaven, and you love us, and you are for us. And you are working situations out. I heard so many testimonies last night, and they seemed like they were strange, and they seemed like they was amazing, and they were, but your hand of mercy was in it. You turned when the enemy meant it for evil, you turned it around for good. Glory be to God. And if we would just trust you, Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, we lift up, Lord God, those families that are in nursing homes and psychiatric facilities and hospitals, Lord God. Father, and I thank you, Lord God, for those that are focused, those those in the medical and healthcare fields that are conscious about come that need help. We pray, God, that people are treated humanely and with dignity, and that those that are helping them in these medical facilities, Lord God, that they do their very best, and they're not, Lord God, prejudiced against people, but they help them. And God, help us to live, hallelujah, as a songwriter say, God, I want to live so you can use me anytime and anywhere. And I pray that these people that are in positions of help, that, Lord God, that you govern and order and bless them. When they do, Lord God, what's pleasing to you and treat people right and are kind to people and help people that are hurting, I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that you will bless their socks off and bless them with new socks and don't never have to buy them. Glory be to God. I pray you, in other words, meet their needs according to your riches and glory. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I just thank you so much for what you're doing already. I bless you so much, and I praise you. I lift up those that are struggling, Lord God, with hopelessness. And I pray, hallelujah, the sword of the Spirit will go forth and loose them that have been bound by the demon of oppression and depression and the spirit of hopelessness. We bind up the demons that's trying to make people believe there's no sense in living anymore. The devil is a liar. God, if you breathe the breath of life in us, you intend for us to live, and you want us to live until you say different. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, I just thank you. I pray for the body of Christ. I do so agree with Brother Black and pray for our military, Lord God. I pray for, Lord God, those people that have been displaced, Lord God. Lord God, might have been because of war, might have been because of some disaster. Lord God, we pray for people all over the world because you love people. Hallelujah, glory be to God. The earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Glory be to God. We belong to you, all souls. Ezekiel, praise God, 18 says, all souls belong to you. Yes, the soul that sinneth shall die, but we all belong to you. And I said, Father, thank you for taking that pressure off my back. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for every miracle. Thank you for every person that have gone through a surgery and you brought them through it. God, had your hand not been on our lives, we may not have made it. Father God, we pray for those that are bereaved this evening, those that are laying loved ones to rest, Lord God. We pray for them. We pray the power of God will encamp about them. And God, I pray a special prayer for Johnny, Miss Pearl's son, Lord God, because he had a car accident, and they're saying that he was at fault, so he's got to come up with over $70,000+. But God, we pray that you give him, Lord God, mercy. And Lord God, you turn that situation around. God, you know, Lord God, he's been trying to be there for his mom, Lord God. But we pray that, Lord God, you give him a miracle because he's standing in need of a miracle. Someone else may be standing in need of a financial miracle. We thank you, Lord God, that you do meet our needs. You know what we stand in need of. You know what we can do and what we can't do. We praise you. We pray for the elderly. We pray for the young, innocent babies, Lord God. We bind up the demon of obesity. We plead the blood of Jesus against that demon. Lord God, help us to realize that we have the temperance, the spirit of temperance, glory be to God, that give us self-control, and we don't have to just go crazy. And this is a season where but people want to eat all that good barbecue and all that, but help us, Holy Spirit, govern us, Lord God, and help us to choose wisely and don't have to just eat everything just because it's sitting out there in front of us. Give us wisdom, Lord God. Help us to eat those things that help make our digestive system work better. We love you, Lord. We thank you for every testimony, every miracle that you've already performed. We thank you for the powerful minister, BJ. Lord God, continue to meet her needs according to your riches and glory. Help us all, Father God. I thank you so much. I thank you for the kindness that was shown to me, Lord God. And I just praise you for what you're doing. Help us to be light and salt in this earth and point others to you. Order our steps according to your divine will for our lives. We love you this evening. We bless you and we praise you. And I pray for traveling mercy. So many will be getting on the road. And I pray for you to cover them, meet that need. Lord God, help us to do like I'm going to take my car and get the tires checked tomorrow. But help us to check those things and not just get out there and make sure as we have our water check in the engine and make sure we don't have no reason to be stopped on the side of the road. Give us that wisdom, Lord God, to do things, preventive things that we need to do in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing in this season. We love you, Father. I thank you so much. I praise you. I thank you, Lord God, for those that may be getting married. We pray that the marriage is something that you put together, not just what we decided. And we pray for those marriages that have been dissolved and broken up, Lord God, when they should have stayed and been a good example for people who, Lord God, wanting to go in that direction. Help us all, Father. We love you this evening. Thank you for your preachers. Thank you for your teachers. Thank you for your servants. Thank you for your people everywhere. And bless all of us. In the name of Jesus, we pray the prayer of faith. And we count the prayers done because we pray by faith. In Christ Jesus' name, with the expectation that when we pray, you hear us, and we know that you hear us, we know that we have the petitions that we ask of thee. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, continue to intercede on our behalf. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, Mother. Are you there?
I've been
her
here.
Line was open. I don't know what was going on with locking
it.
I don't know what
I
happened while your line was,
your
but it was
line.
Open. It was
I
open, but I don't know if it's just interference. You can go ahead and pray. I don't know what happened, but can you hear me?
I've been
you can
here
go ahead and pray. I don't know
line.
Why I did that. Go ahead, pray, Mother.
You haven't heard me? I've been here
no,
from
ma'am.
The open the line.
No, ma'am, I didn't hear you at all. Something goes on sometimes that does that, I don't know, but it was open, so you can go ahead and pray.
Praise the Lord.
The devil
Praise
is just a liar. That's
1:13. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servant of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and evermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down at the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we thank you today, Lord God. We thank you for waking us up in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord God. Because it's not been for you, Heavenly Father, where would we be? I pray, Lord God, you continue to strengthen us every day, Lord, that we continue to keep our eyes on you, Lord, because you are the only way, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for watching over us all, Lord God. I pray for brothers and sisters, those that know and those that don't know. Oh, God, have mercy. Help them to continue to stand strong, Lord God, and to know that you are the author and finisher of all things, no matter what it looks like. Put your mind in the word and stay in the name of the Lord. Continue to claim victory because he paid the price for us. No matter what goes on here in this hurt, we have the power to override it because of Christ. Lord, you see Mary and you see Charlotte, my sisters in Christ. You see Jean. The enemy come against the mind, but I'm binding up that spirit of the school, Lord. That deceiving spirit that come against the mind, Lord God. Father God, help them to remember, Lord God, that you have gave them a sound mind. I thank you, Lord God, for these sisters in Christ. Help them to continue to push on, Lord God, knowing that you never leave them nor forsake them. I pray for our sons and daughters, our grands and great-grands. Heavenly Father, continue to keep an edge around them, Lord God. There is none like you can keep them, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus around them, Father God, that they will continue to stand strong in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace and your mercy in our life, Lord God. Thank you for being so good to us, Heavenly Father, because it's not been for you, Lord God. We wouldn't even have been on a prayer line. But your goodness and your mercy is what keep us, Lord God. And Lord, you gave us authority and dominion here on earth. So whatever sickness or disease that come against the body, we know that you said, whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. And we know that your promise is said, Lord God, that you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. But if we pray, and when we pray, believe that your word said it and that's it. Father, I thank you for your grace and mercy in our life, Lord God. Thank you for making a way for us through all things, Lord. You still stay with us because we know that you're a God that never leave us nor forsake us. Help us, Lord, to know what it means to care sincerely for one another and to operate into the agape love that you should have brought in our hearts, Father God. Help us, Lord Jesus, to know that nothing is too hard for you to do. And no matter what we do or what we say, always remember that the living God sees all things. Help us, Lord, to know that we have the power and the authority to stand against this foul spirit that come against the mind, Lord God. Binding it up in the name of Jesus. Spirit of all disease that rising its head up, we bind it in the name of Jesus and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because, Father God, your promises tell you, your promises tell us, Lord, that you have taken away our sickness and our diseases. And your promises tell us, Lord God, whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. Help us to know, Lord God, that no matter what comes, we still have the authority and dominion to bind it up in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, to stand faithful, Lord Jesus. I know that doesn't matter what's going on here on earth. Believe in the living God that he never leave us, he never forsake us. Lord, I thank you for your goodness and your mercy. I thank you for being the Lord of our life, Lord God. I thank you for each and every one of my sisters on the prayer line, Lord God. I thank you for Brother Black, Lord God, the only male on the prayer line. But, Lord God, I thank you for him too, Lord God. Continue to bless the head of the prayer line, Heavenly Father. Continue to keep our strong, Lord God. Bind up anything that come against our body, Lord God. We know that your word said, if we pray, if we pray. And I know, Lord God, that all things is possible with you. So we pray, Lord God, that we continue to keep strong as one on this prayer line, knowing that you are the authority and the dominion in our life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Donna, before you come on, I want to take authority over this spirit that comes against Mother's line. I used to do some of the other saints like this. Line, but I take authority over that, blocking it sometimes when we're already on, her line is open, and the enemy tried to block it from her coming on, but whatever that is, we curse and cancel it tonight, that will cease in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus for him transferring to anybody else's line to do this. It was bound up at one time, now he's trying to rear up his ugly head, but God, we give you glory, know we can do all things through Christ Jesus, that no matter what, Lord, to God, we have the victory, so we speak the peace of God. The blessings of the Lord are put it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Praise God. Go ahead,
amen.
My sister.
Thank you, Lord.
Minister John May, you there? Did she step away from the line too? Father, in Jesus' name, we bless you. We bind up Satan tonight. If there's any other interference that's coming up on this line, we plead the blood of Jesus, that Satan will not interfere with that God has called us to do. God, we thank you, Lord God, for the victory of all that you've called and anointed us to do. We speak the blessings of the Lord that added rich and making no sorrow. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing these, your people. We thank you, Lord God, for the promises of the Lord that added rich and making no sorrow. We pray, glory to God, as we continue to lift up one another and those that are bereaved, those that are going through, and even Mother Willett is going to a funeral on Wednesday, and then even for a friend, God, we pray for that family. We pray, glory to God, for her travel on the highway in the name of Jesus. We pray for, glory to God, glory to God, for this other family that is going through for bereavement, glory to God, and it was unexpected, but the family is still going through. Pray, glory to God, for those that are still suffering, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, from heartache and disappointment and anguish and, glory to God, disappointment in their families, things that happen in the ministry, God, that you heal and deliver. God, is nothing too hard for you. So we are putting you first in everything that we do. We pray, glory to God, for the work of the kingdom being done in us. And, God, we come against every satanic, demonic force that would try to hinder what God has said is to come to pass in our lives. Our faith is in you. We are not standing on nothing else but your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. I'm going to look again and find out what's holding her line up. In the name of Jesus, praise you, Jesus. Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. I know it's 8:03:35. Okay, this time, one above you got.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. That time, there wasn't the enemy. There was a error on this side with some of the lines that were open. All right, my dear, go ahead. And then we're going to have Pastor Sims after you. Amen.
Father, we continue to take authority over these airways, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, because we know no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you that prayers are going out regardless of what. God, we just thank and praise you for this time of prayer. We just honor you. We thank and praise your Holy Spirit for your goodness and mercy. We thank and praise you, hallelujah, that our will align with your word, God. Oh, Father, we just glorify you for every prayer that has gone up this night, Lord God. We thank and praise you. Hallelujah, for your goodness and mercy, Lord God. And Holy Spirit, we just thank and praise you for how you encourage our hearts, how you teach us, how you lead us, how you speak and guide us. Hallelujah, how you direct us in all things. We just honor you this night, Lord God, as we come asking you, Lord God, to protect the homeless from the humidity, from the heat. Protect the helpless, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Those that, hallelujah, that don't going through dementia and the other one that's going through that don't even know that they need to eat to nourish their bodies, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we pray that your hand of protection will cover them in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, oh, God, we ask you to keep us willing and obedient because you told us if we are willing and obedient that we can eat the good of the land. So, God, we just ask you to have mercy on, continue to have mercy on us, Lord God. And, oh, Father God, we just thank and praise you for every promise that you've given us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank and praise you for our children, Lord God. We thank and praise you because we believe we've trained them up in the way that they should go, Lord God, and that they, when they are old, as your word said, that they will not depart from you. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, oh, Father God, we pray for our young parents, Lord God. God, give them how to correct their children. Hallelujah. How to chasten their children, Lord God. How to train them up, Lord God. And help we, the older ones, Lord God, to be there to nourish them along, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. And, oh, Father God, help us all to obey our parents in the Lord. Hallelujah, those that have rule over us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because we know this is the right thing to do. And I pray that the children of the world will honor their mother and father in the name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit of disrespect that have gone rampant in the land with all other manner of evil, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, where children feel like it's their right to talk to their parents any kind of way. And, oh, Father God, we pray for these parents that allow their children to fuss and curse them out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Some seem to think it's cute, but there's nothing cute about it. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for our children in the name of Jesus. We pray for, when I say our children, I'm saying the children of the world in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we pray for all the nations of the world, God, America, Europe, Africa, Asia, all the nations of the world, Father God, and we definitely pray for those that forget you, God, in the name of Jesus, those that are pushing you out, Lord God. We pray for this United States of America in which we're in, Lord God, the one that shows in God we trust on their money but they're pushing you out, Lord God, and allowing all manner of sin, sick, and evil to creep in, and they're welcoming it in. Father God, we ask, Holy Spirit, we ask you to shut it down in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father, help us, we your people, to take authority over these things in the name of Jesus, Father God, because we've allowed certain things to come in. We've allowed prayer to be taken out of school. We've allowed things to happen that should not have happened. So, Father God, we need your help today more than we've ever needed your help, Lord God. Help us to see these things are not pleasing to you. Lord God, hallelujah, we realize nonetheless we can teach children to pray and they can go into schools and pray, but Father God, they shouldn't have to just have, they're allowing everything else in schools, all manner of Harry Potter and witches and warlocks, hallelujah, but they don't want to allow Bibles in the schools, in the court system, in places where even this United States, where it was built on biblical faith in God, hallelujah, Lord God. But God, we thank you, hallelujah, we your children, we thank you, hallelujah, because in you we trust, hallelujah, we believe you, God, we take you at your word in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank and praise you for this day. And oh God, we come bounding up the enemy, hallelujah, as we come intervening on behalf of our friends, our loved ones, our enemies even, God. You told us to even pray for our enemies. Lord God, we pray that you save our enemies, Lord God. We pray for all those that are against us, God. Hallelujah, because they have to answer to you, because they must realize they're not against us, they're fighting against you. And Father God, we ask you to increase our appetite to learn of you, God, our appetite to continue to pray more, God, as we see the hours getting nearer and nearer for the coming of our Lord and Savior. Father God, we just thank and praise you, hallelujah, for the favor that's upon our life, Lord God. We just honor you for who you are, Lord God. We just ask you, Lord God, to enlarge our territories, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you, hallelujah, to bless us in order to be a blessing in the name of Jesus, both spiritually and naturally, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, God, we want the blessings of wisdom, godly wisdom, Lord God. Hallelujah, knowledge and understanding, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we just come praying Psalms 91 over our life, the prayer of protection, Lord God, over our loved ones, God, over everyone, Father God. Lord God, we just thank and praise you for you gave us basic instructions, Lord God. And, oh, God, help us to keep your instructions before us, Lord God, that we'll be led and guided by your instructions, Lord God. And, oh, Father, we just thank and praise you for each and every weapon that you've given us, the weapon of prayer, hallelujah, Lord God, the weapons of the gospel of the good news, hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you that no weapon formed shall prosper. We thank you for weapons that pull down strongholds in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come against every spirit that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of Christ. And, oh, God, we just thank and praise you for your goodness and your mercy, Lord God. And, God, we ask you to help us, hallelujah, as we always said, you told us in 2 Chronicles, if we, your people, who are called by your name, Lord God, help us to humble ourselves, God. Help us to pray, to seek your face, to turn from our wicked ways, God. Hallelujah. Then you would hear from heaven and heal the land, Lord God. Oh, God, help us to seek your face more. Help us to turn from our wicked ways, Lord God. Help us to take a stand, Lord God, in the midst of everything that's not like you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, oh, Father, we bind up the spirit of pride, the spirit of arrogance, Lord God. You told us to humble ourselves, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us to come before you with an attitude of gratitude, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we ask you to cleanse us from every thought that's not like you, Lord God, every thought that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you for the fruits of the Spirit. Oh, God, we honor you this night, Lord God. And, Father God, we continue to pray for the peace of Israel, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, we just thank and praise you for this season, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the earth realm, God. We thank you, Lord God, for revival that's coming, that's in the land, Lord God. Oh, God, because it first began in us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we pray that your anointing will flow freely through the body of Christ. And, oh, God, we're praying for the body of Christ right now, that the body will come jointly fitted together in the name of Jesus. We're praying for those dry bones, hallelujah, Lord, the dead bones, that they'll come alive in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, with the Spirit of Christ, hallelujah, Lord God, in this season, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank and praise you for all things, Lord God. Oh, God, I thank and praise you, hallelujah, for the testimony on last night that was said that the woman of God says she won't go in a dead church. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we pray that the true worshipers, we realize that now is the time for the true worshipers to arise, God, in the name of Jesus, not only in the church, but in the grocery store, hallelujah, wherever we are, Lord God. Oh, God, help us, hallelujah, to do and to be all that you've called us to do and to be in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, oh, God, we come against every spirit, hallelujah, that's speaking against the knowledge of Christ, God, every spirit that wants to bring weariness and well-doing, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank and praise you because that we are sowing good seeds, that we'll reap a harvest in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we just thank and praise you, for we command every giant that's standing in our way to be moved, God, every mountain to be cast into the sea, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, God. Everything that's standing between us and the Father, God, in our lives, Lord God, every evil thought, we command it to disintegrate, hallelujah, Lord God, at the onset, every unclean thought, Lord God. We command them to loose their hold, even on our children. We bind up every spirit of sexual indulgence that the enemy tries to encourage them to go through, Lord God. Oh, Father God, cleanse their mindset, cleanse their hearts, their spirits, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, oh, God, we thank and praise you for your protection over us, Lord God. We thank and praise you, Holy Spirit, for your keeping power in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we honor you for the authority, the power and the authority that you've given us, hallelujah, to war against the devil, Lord God. You told us you give us authority to trample on the serpents and the scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, hallelujah. And that nothing shall by any means harm us. Lord, we thank you for every tool that you've given us. We thank you for that power. We thank you for that authority. Now, Holy Ghost, we ask you to teach us how to use it. Those that know not how, teach Holy Spirit. Father, we just honor you this night for your goodness and mercy. We honor you for all things this night, Lord God. And, oh, God, first and foremost, we ask you to deliver us from our own selves, Lord God. Hallelujah, that we'll yield our members totally over to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank and praise you, hallelujah, as we claim good health, Lord God. Hallelujah, because you told us in your word, above all, you wish that we would prosper and be in good health, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Help us to prosper in the things of you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And help us and thank and praise you for being in good health, Lord God, even as our soul prosper, Lord God. And, oh, God, we thank and praise you that no matter what the doctor's report say, God, hallelujah, we thank and praise you that we, by your stripes we are healed, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank and praise you that we don't have to believe the report of the doctors, but, God, we thank you that we believe the report of the Lord. Hallelujah. No matter what it sounds like, we believe your report, Father. And, oh, God, we praying for all the sick, all the shut-in. Hallelujah. The backsliders, Lord God. Hallelujah. Those that are straddling the fence, Lord God. Those that are hot, those that are cold and lukewarm, God. We are praying for them all, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just thank you this night for all things. Thank and praise you for intercessors, Lord God. We ask you to bless intercessors, Lord God, those that are up in the wee hours of the night, Lord God, those that you wake up, God. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord God, to be on our post when the commander-in-chief calls. Hallelujah, that we'll do and say what you have us to do in Jesus' name. We thank and we praise you, Father. Amen, amen.
Don't tell me you're going on again. Pastor Sims, you're not there?
Thank you, Lord.
I'm here.
Okay, then you didn't, we had it for you to pray next.
All right, okay. First, Lord God, we want to thank you for this prayer line and the head of the prayer line, Pastor BJ, and all of the intercessors, all of the people that listen, all of the people that pray. And it's just so powerful to sit and listen one after another as they lift up the name of Jesus. And that's what our job is, our mission is. We need to lift him up. Then men and women, boys and girls all over the land and country will see him in our lives. When we walk in a room, when we go in the grocery store, the nursing homes, wherever we go, that somebody will recognize the power of Jesus in our lives and glorify him. That we seek no glory for ourselves because we don't have any glory but the glory that he gives through us. And I was thinking this evening because I had a lot of things going on. I didn't get on the prayer line until real late because I couldn't see the phone to see the time because I had to have my eyes dilated today and they took my glasses. So, but I thank God that he allowed me to talk to somebody and they said, I said, I'm waiting to get on the prayer line. I got to go on at 7 o'clock. He said, well, it's about 10 minutes after 8. So that's when I join you, but I'm glad to be here. And the scripture that has just been kind of on my heart today was, let not your heart be troubled. Now, we're troubled a lot of times, but he puts the ball in our court. He says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And that's something that we all need to learn how to do, me especially, to just don't let these things get in your spirit and pull you down. Just lift up your heart and believe that God is in control. So many prayers have gone up tonight, but I come and I say ditto to every one of them. Lord God, that he just help us to do the things that are you want us to do, to lead us, give us wisdom and discernment, Father, in this world that we're living in, that we need your help. We need your guidance. We cannot make it without you. But we are not powerless. We have the power of the Holy Ghost that lives in us. And we thank him so much tonight for his mercy and his powerful, matchless grace. All over the world, if you say you don't need prayer, I just don't know what to say about you. Because prayer does change things. Prayer changes people. Prayer changes the atmosphere. And prayer will change your heart. Anybody with a hard heart, God is able to remove those kind of hearts from people. and all the abused people in the world. I ask the Lord Jesus to shine the light on those situations, that somebody will be able to help to take control. I know we have all these things on television about the animals being abused, and I'm not saying anything against that, that people shouldn't give to that. But we have so many children and adults, men and women, that are being abused and don't see any way out. So we come to lift them up tonight and tell them that God is the answer for the world today. Without him, there's none other. Jesus is the way. And if you just latch on to them and just believe and come confess, and I have to confess my sins and shortcomings before him and ask him to make me better, to help me, Lord Jesus, to get closer to you every day of my life, because I do believe that he's soon to come. With everything that's going on in this world, he's soon to come, and I want to be ready, and I know all of you want to be ready when he comes, not to be frightened and all upset, but to just lean your head upon his breast and breathe your life out sweetly there, knowing that you're going to be with the Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace, and we ask that you continue to bless all over the land and country, every person, everybody that's trying to do right, those that don't know you, don't want to know your Father. But we know you have a way, as you did Apostle Paul, that when you turned him on the road to Damascus, you knocked him from his beast. You have a way, Father. Sometimes it's a quiet way, but you just let them know that I am God, and besides me, there is none other. So we give glory tonight to his holy name. We continue, Father God, to say thank you for your matchless grace. Thank you, Lord, for every good and perfect gift. We ask that you lift up pastors and the fivefold ministry all over the land and country, that they won't get burnt out and washed out and decide they're going another way, that they'll hold fast to your word and wait until you come, because you are coming, and you're the answer to all of our questions and all of our problems, all of our ills, Lord, if we just look to thee and hold on. So I ask these blessings in the strong and mighty name of Jesus, and I say amen, amen, and amen.
Glory be unto the Most High God for all the prayers that's gone forth. Praise the Lord. I'm not sure whether my sister got off from work yet, but we're already at that almost 9 o'clock hour, and we do need to take the prayer request. And I do agree with the prayers, all of them, and also that you brought out concerning that I look at all the animals that they're always advertising. And I've talked about it so often about how people care so much about their animals more than life. And somebody's life can be threatened at that time. And versus the dog, there'll be more concern, so many, about the dog more than is a human life. But we thank God for all the prayers that we pray for everything and every situation that God bless. I also want to put this prayer request out here. Sister Parker had called, can't remember whether it was yesterday or whether it was today. This might get my days mixed up a little bit, about her auntie, Will Gustin, can't remember how it goes, but anyway, a prayer for her that she's in the hospital. Can't remember if it's something or UTI that has caused her to be delirious, and they have to turn back around and try to keep her calm and whatever else, but we're praying for her. I think she might be in her, I think maybe 80s or however, but we just want to pray for her that the Lord would bless and bring healing to her. So, Mother Alexander, will you take that prayer request for, thank her, Will, I can't remember what her name is. Would you pray for her healing, for Sister Parker's aunt? She's in the hospital. Mm-hmm.
if that was Alberta. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Heavenly Father, you see all and you know it all, Heavenly Father. And we know that your word tells us, Lord God, that if we pray, and so, Lord, we come today and we bring Sister Parker on before you, Lord God, touching in agreement with our Lord God, that you know, Heavenly Father, exactly what is going on with our aunt. And, Lord, we are asking you, Lord God, to touch the body, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your mercy and your grace, Lord. We thank you for being the healer, Lord God, because we bind up the works of the enemy that come against her right now in the name of Jesus. And we command it to loose our body, Lord God. Touch, Lord Jesus, and bring healing in our body, Lord God. And, Lord, we bind up whatever it is, Lord, because you know exactly what's going on with our Heavenly Father. But we don't know, but we know that you're a healer, Heavenly Father. And we claim healing in our body, Lord God. Total divine healing, Heavenly Father. Calmness in our, Lord God. Oh, Father God, also touch Tara, Lord God. Help Tara to stand strong in the name of Jesus. But, Lord God, your word tell us, pray for one another, Lord. And your word also tell us, Lord God, believe when you pray, you shall receive, Lord. Believe when we pray. And, Lord, we believe in that there's going to be a change in our, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. No, she said something with a W. Well, I talked to a lady before, and then seemed like she said the last name was Gus or something, but however, I just can't remember what it was.
It wasn't Alberta?
She didn't say Alberta. She said something with a W. Will something besides Will. I can't remember what
Willie
it was.
Willie, I know who it is. Uh-huh. I know who you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. Really. But God already taking care of that, baby. God already taking care of that.
And thank you for covering her because you see her and her family, though. Praise God. So is there anyone else with a prayer request before we go off the line? I don't want to miss anybody tonight. And I know some of our prayers went forth for some people while we were praying. And Mother say thank you all for the prayers and keep praying for her daughter, which I told her we are, but she had to have a stent moved and put in her because, like I said earlier, for some of the people didn't hear it when it was early on that when they get ready to do some dialysis on her, they said this is temporal, but the blood was backing up, so they had to move it from out of her arm, and it was bruised, and they had to put it in her chest around her neck. So she had to go to her appointment for follow-up in Greensville, which is a three-hour ride from High Point in the morning. So we just believe in God, and the prayer's already been going forth. We're going to keep going until we hear a total manifestation of God's blessing. So no matter what, the enemy cannot touch that kidney. He just turned back around and tried to bring aggravation in other areas, but he's a liar. And praying to continue to be encouraged. So bless the Lord. Anybody else? I just want to pray for Mother Sims, Pastor Sims, too. God, that you bless and strengthen her. God, that she's standing in the gap for her family, and even that she not be weak in her body and in her spirit. And God, that you give her how much to take on. God, the wisdom of glory to God, what to embrace, what not, and what to step back on so she won't overtax herself, overwhelm, because even without doing good, the enemy will try to take that and use it, glory to God, to get us too full, too busy, and too whatever like this about that and take it on too much. Only Messiah is Jesus Christ. And he said, cast all our cares upon him because he cared for us. And all you that are labored and heavy laden, glory to God, come to him. He'll give us rest. His burden is light and his yoke is easy. And even that word she said to not let not your heart be troubled and be not afraid. Give that care to the Lord in the name of Jesus. And so bless and strengthen her body. And as we pray for her family, Alonzo and all the rest of the family and sisters and all, in Jesus' name. So we loose your, from your assignment, Satan, in Jesus' name. Go back to the dry places from which you came. Amen. Praise
Thank
God. Who else?
You. Thank you.
You're welcome, brother
Black. Could you pray for me, my body?
Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this prophet, God. We thank you for the minister of the gospel. We thank you, Lord God, for his divine health. God, we've come against that spirit that will come against his back in the name of every distraction he's been trying to use to come against him. We rebuke, bind, and loose. You said by your stripes he was healed. It was done at Calvary. You sent your word to heal. And as we come touching the grid tonight, we put the enemy to a flight, and he got to loose his hold in Jesus' name. We stand on your word. No matter how long he tried to just, glory to God, bring these weapons, we know that, glory to God, they are not going to stand in the name of Jesus. It's not going to accomplish what he wants to do in the name of Jesus. So I pray for his strength. I pray for those muscles. I pray, glory to God, for that vertebrae. I pray, glory to God, in between, glory to God, whatever's needed, that be replaced, and whatever attack there, got to loose in Jesus' name. We bind it from transferring back and forth and reoccurrence. Cease now in Jesus' name as we come in agreement for him. And we pray, Lord, let your healing balm, Elias Sotoro de Kipia, penetrate that body in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you, Lord God, for blessing his sleep, his rest, and whatever his endeavors is for to do for you. We bless you for it in Jesus' name as you cover his family as well. And God, we thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Excuse anyone me. Else praise God before? Keep
this
Father
is,
said to keep Mother Willette as she traveled on the road. Anybody else that got to travel that hadn't said anything? And as we pray, glory to God, for Teresa, and Catherine, even tomorrow on their travel. Bind up incidents, accidents, mishaps, or whatever travel, any mechanical failure, we plead the blood of Jesus. Even in mine, glory to God, coming to Columbia, glory to God, hallelujah, this weekend for to hear the word and also for my birthday. We bind up whatever the enemy plotting, planning, and scheming, glory to God, for any of our lives, we plead the blood of Jesus. Open our ears that we may hear you and move by your spirit, and you didn't give us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. Thank you, Jesus, for all you know. We pray for Mother Elster, wherever she is, if she's back from Kenya or glory to God, if she's back home, we bless her, glory to God, and pray the praise report. Going to come back to glorify you in Jesus' name. Thank you for Mother Alexander, for hers, and that praise report that's coming. God, whatever's needed, glory to God, even in preparation for her to go, we're praying there'll be no hindrance this year. I'm standing on the word again in the name of Jesus that it shall come to pass. Glory to God, you have not forgotten her labor of love. And so we're not playing by the but and the if and what, not unless you say otherwise. We're standing on your word. It shall come to pass. Praise the Lord. Pray for Apostle Burden. Touch your body now and strengthen and encourage her. We pray, glory to God, that you bless Pastor Bird, the prophet, that she'll be able to sleep tonight. The enemy will not continue to attack her sleep every so often. As she said, she slept good in California. The Lord bless. And glory to God, whatever this enemy is coming back to try to bring that insomnia up to keep her from sleeping, hallelujah, way over in the morning, he's a liar in the blood of Jesus against her. We stand on your word that God, you, glory to God, are not a God that you're a liar, and you're not confused, and the devil is a liar. So we standing on your word and on your truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Hallelujah. Thank
amen.
You, Jesus.
Excuse me. Hello.
Was we missing anybody before we go?
I would like to give a praise report.
This Barbara?
This is Wilhelmina King.
Okay.
I thank God, and I thank all of you for your prayers for my husband to be moved closer to us where I'll be able to visit more often. And also thank you for your prayers and thank God for blessing our daughter to be able to come and visit him for 2 weeks. Her boss gave her time to be able to come for 2 weeks to be with us. So I thank you. Thank you. Thank you for everything.
Praise
continue
the Lord.
Keep us in your prayers.
Amen.
Wonderful praise report. Glory to God. Let's celebrate Jesus. All right. Amen.
Yes.
What a mighty God we serve. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. And we pray God to bless and give you favor and encourage your heart to keep holding on to faith.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Anyone else? Okay, then, praise the Lord. I don't have anybody yet for second Sunday, praise God, for the for service, but fourth Sunday, I may have to move her to first Sunday, though. I mean, to second Sunday. I will call Pastor Mitchell. I was talking to her the other night, and she has a word in the belly. It was for in her spirit, man, for the body of Christ. It was given at her at the service, but God, with a witness of my spirit when, like, the baby was leaving for a witness and stuff like that, it needed to be out on the airway. So I'm believing God that she can be on the fourth Sunday. I'm never going to get the days mixed up. It is fourth Sunday. I was thinking it was in
it was an engagement that day, but it's not. So the fourth Sunday, Pastor Mitchell will be speaking, and we'll find out who is on the second Sunday. We'll let you know. At Eagles, I'm going to have to call you individuals so we can get our next meeting set up. Praise the Lord. And we'll leave it at that. Everybody know what that means that's on the line. Praise God. That's a part of that. In the meantime, we bless the Lord. Praise God. Bless the Lord. If there is nothing else, pray for us. As my daughter going to meet up with Elder Evangelist Noel and Pastor Burton for me to be able to make that journey down to Columbia for that one night revival with Pastor Pugh. Praise the Lord. We haven't had her in a while. We got to find out when she can come back. And also, like I said, for the gathering for the little celebration, I'll get back with you, Mother Alexander, too, to speak with you to let you know when we can probably meet her, because Mother Willette, she's going to be out of town. Amen. And I'll talk to Pastor Sims. Praise the Lord. Evangelist John and Boy Elder already know, too, as well. So we'll be in touch. But in the meantime, continue to pray and believe in God for great and mighty things yet to come. And thank God for the power of that anointing tonight, as well as those powerful praise reports last night and the prayers too as well. We thank God in the name of Jesus. Keep Teresa, as I said, lifted up before the Lord, her spirit man. You know, she says she's still holding on to faith, but that's understandable. Would have some tears and all the stuff they were sticking her that got her bruised up on her arm, but her spirit man is still intact. She's believing God and sent some healing scriptures to her that she requested. So we're just going to keep believing God and for one another and blood covering over each of our lives and our children as well as our seed. So I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. And we're going to continue to pray one for another. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Shalom, shalom. I love you.
Shalom.
Glory be to God.
Shalom. God bless you all.
Love you.
Shalom, shalom.
Amen.
Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Talking about that fire. Talking about putting my burdens down and giving thanks unto the Lord. I love you. Good night. Praise Jesus.